Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Good Strategy, Bad Strategy, The Difference and Why It Matters. Richard Rimmelt, an acclaimed expert on business strategy, dissects the essence of good strategy and exposes the fallacies behind bad strategy. Published in 2011, this seminal book demystifies the often overcomplicated world of strategic planning, presenting a clear pathway for developing and implementing powerful strategies. Through a blend of real-world examples, historical analysis, and insightful observation, Rimmelt argues that the heart of good strategy is focused effort directed at overcoming significant obstacles. Unlike many other texts in the field, this book eschews jargon in favor of practical wisdom, making it an invaluable resource for business leaders, managers, and students alike. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the kernel of good strategy. At the heart of Rimmelt's thesis is what he calls the kernels of good strategy, consisting of three core components: a diagnosis that defines or explains the nature of the challenge, a guiding policy for dealing with the challenge, and a set of coherent actions designed to carry out the guiding policy. This framework helps differentiate a real strategy from mere aspirations or goals. The diagnosis component requires a deep understanding of the situation at hand, stripping away the superficial to reveal what is truly driving the issue. The guiding policy outlines an approach for tackling the challenge, while the set of coherent actions ensures that the strategy is not just a concept, but a tangible plan set into motion. By focusing on this kernel, Rimmelt provides a concise formula for crafting effective strategies. Secondly, identifying and avoiding bad strategy. Rimmelt is unequivocal in his criticism of what constitutes a bad strategy. According to him, bad strategy often arises from a failure to face the challenge, resulting from flawed assumptions, wishful thinking, or the mere replication of past successes without understanding the current context. He identifies four hallmarks of bad strategy: fluff, jargon masquerading as strategic concepts; failure to face the challenge; mistaking goals for strategy; and bad strategic objectives. Through his analysis, Rimmelt educates readers on how to spot these pitfalls and emphasizes the importance of confronting hard truths, setting achievable objectives, and ensuring that the strategy is grounded in a clear understanding of the situation. Thirdly, leverage, focus, and design in strategy. A critical aspect of Rimmelt's discourse is the role of leverage, focus, and design in the formulation of strategy. Leverage points are those opportunities within a situation that allow for the greatest change with the least effort. Identifying and exploiting these points requires shrewd analysis and creative thinking. Focus, on the other hand, is crucial in directing resources and energy towards the most promising opportunities or the most significant challenges. Finally, design and strategy refers to the creative process of crafting paths that lead from challenges to the outcomes envisioned by the guiding policy. This approach to strategy emphasizes the importance of precision, innovation, and disciplined execution. Fourthly, the power of proximate objectives. Rimmelt introduces the concept of proximate objectives, goals that are challenging yet achievable within a foreseeable future. The power of proximate objectives lies in their ability to provide clear direction and motivate action towards strategic goals. By identifying objectives that are close enough to be seen as attainable, a strategy can maintain momentum and focus, inspiring stakeholders at all levels. This concept underscores the importance of setting realistic goals that stretch the capabilities of an organization, but do not overwhelm it. In this way, proximate objectives serve as stepping stones towards achieving a broader strategic vision. Lastly, adapting to change and uncertainty. The rapidly changing business environment presents a continual test to the resilience and adaptability of strategies. Rimmelt emphasizes the importance of creating strategies that are not only robust, but also flexible enough to adapt to unforeseen changes. This requires a deep understanding of both the external environment and the internal capabilities of the organization. Strategies should be designed with the awareness that change is inevitable and that the capacity to navigate through ambiguity is a critical asset. Developing scenarios, embracing experimentation, and fostering a culture of learning are advocated as methods to enhance adaptability and ensure that strategies remain relevant and effective. In conclusion, Richard Rimmelt's Good Strategy, Bad Strategy, The Difference and Why It Matters is essential reading for anyone involved in strategic planning or management. By distinguishing between good and bad strategies, with clear examples and actionable insights, RoomMelt effectively demystifies the process of strategy formulation and execution. This book is particularly beneficial for leaders and managers who are responsible for setting and achieving organizational goals. It provides a robust framework for developing strategies that are both innovative and achievable, ensuring that efforts are not wasted on unproductive paths. Moreover, the emphasis on adaptability and the importance of understanding the challenge at hand make this book a valuable resource for navigating the complexities of today's business environment. Ultimately, RoomMelt's work imparts the wisdom that good strategy is not just about vision, but about focused action grounded in reality, offering a path to sustained success. If you would like to support Richard RoomMelt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.